we were talking about situations with civilians.
Yes. They, I think they had some trouble down in Nicosia that wasn't really aware of. But this is an incident that really happened. Jack Hanley, Major Hanley, from Hanley's Hill. The Turks would come down every night and dig a whole pile of listening posts right close to the Greek line. And our patrols went between the Greek line and the Turkish line. So they would come down and they would dig out these listening posts and they would stay there the night, and then in the morning they would skedaddle back up the hill. So our guys would come by with, and they'd bring shovels and they'd fill in all these holes. So Major Hanley, one day, early in the morning, when the shit gobbler truck came to clean out all the latrines, he took it up to this place where all these listening posts were, and he half-filled each one of them. Then our guy shoveled all the stuff in on top of them. And that night when the Turkish soldiers came down the hill and they were digging out their listening posts, they hit the liquid poo-poo. And then the screams, you could hear them yelling and screaming. And, you know, they were going to the New UN headquarters. And well, I don't know what they were doing. But they never dug there again. True story.
Nice nonviolent way to solve a problem.
Exactly.
All right. So is there anything else that comes to mind in terms of dealing with aggression in Cyprus or any other orders that you may have received that were...
Well, I dealt with a lot of aggression at the police station. Those were Canadians. Now, soldiers tend to deal with aggression very diplomatically, I think. I think they handle the situation well. Freddie, when he put one up the spout, he put the safety on. But the guy was all he could hear the bullet going up the spout, you know. And I saw that. I saw the safety go on. You know, he took the safety off, put one up the spout, then the safety back on. But the click-click of the bullet going into the chamber was enough for the guy to get the hell out of the road and open the gate. They were, I don't know, they had little things they were just sort of doing things to bug us. Like, they were building a road, a goat road, and they weren't supposed to. They said they needed cement for a well. This is the Turkish village of Temblas. They needed cement to fix the well. They were using the cement to build a bloody road to go up to St. Valerian Castle, which was a Turkish stronghold headquarters. So, and they weren't allowed to do that. I mean, you could go up with one donkey up that trail. They were trying to widen it with cement and so they could drive a jeep on it. And Major Belzile, now, he was the head of the army. He was became a General Belzile. He is today. He's retired. He and Colonel Yaman, who was the head Turkish guy on the island, used to tangle assholes all the time about this sort of thing. So he'd order us guys all put our helmets on, get our rifles and all this stuff. It was a little show of force, you know. And General McKenzie was a lieutenant at the time, and he got caught in behind the lines. And we fished him out without too much problem, but he was a bit of a daredevil. Guys, like I remember I used to ride shotgun for the major, and he would go down to Hilarion Castle, St. Hilarion Castle. He would go there, and we'd be driving down through the opening and all that, and there were guys on both sides with weapons and machine guns and all kinds of stuff going in there, and they're all pointed at you, and they're moving as your jeep goes along. They move along with you. And I said to Doug Dicey, the driver, I had a signalman behind me, beside me in the jeep. I said, well, I got a C2. I said, I got a 30-round mag. I said, I could probably take out 30 of them before, you know. we had one C2, and they had, you know, 50 weapons on both sides. But Belzile was fearless. He'd stand up there. You know, it was a real, he's a French-Canadian. And he later became a colonel in the Van Dues, but he was in the Queen's Own Rifles of Korea and with us, the 1st Battalion. He was my company commander. I really admired him. He had a different hot blonde every weekend. So he's married, and his wife keeps him under wraps. He'd come in, he had a fairly new Cadillac convertible. He'd come roaring in. The parade was 10 o'clock on Friday morning, the SEALs parade. So he'd come roaring in. I was his company clerk. I would have his belt and his hat. He had his uniform. He'd be too trying to do up his tie. And he'd put his Sam Brand belt on, his sword, and his hat. I had all the stuff waiting for him. And it's 5 to 10. And the RSM's going nuts, and the CO comes out, and he just makes it, and he's just there at the thing. And he said, "Morning, Major Belzeal." The CO, "Morning, sir." Coming from his girlfriend's place with his, in his caddy, he roars around the corner, and he parks in front of the company office. And he gives me the keys, I give him his belt, and I drive it around behind the park. He'll kill me if he hears that story.